WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Back. And so are we. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211 chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple button below the screen. You can use creator code RockinTalk or Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite item shop, because hashtag epic partner. We're back after, I don't know how many weeks we've missed, but it's been a couple weeks since we've done this show, but that's okay. We're back. We're now at 10:30, and as we were talking about before the show started, it's going to fluctuate in time as the weeks go on, because WWE and Netflix like to change the schedule, so starting next week, we'll be on an hour earlier, probably around 9:30 p.m. Eastern. So mark it in your calendars, your Google calendars, and figure it all out. Just wait for the notification to go when we go live, so turn notifications on, and all that fun, happy stuff. I'm the producer of that, it's Lindsay Ward.
It's been a minute, y'all. How you doing? Hi. We take 2 weeks off and shit happens. It's the only way to describe it.
There was no rack last week. We couldn't talk about the pending AJ Lee thing and then, you know, all the teases from last week's show. But now we're here to talk things Monday Night Raw. And we'll get to AJ Lee in a second. Go ahead.
Can I scream about AJ Lee on Thursday too?
It is in the news about AJ Lee.
It's
the top headline in the news in our spreadsheet, in our sheet. So it's not our discussion. We will talk about AJ Lee a lot on Thursday. So as we'll get that out of the way. But Monday Night Raw was filled with a bunch of professional wrestling that's set up just randomly in the backstage area, like when Penta and Rusev kind of were interacting backstage, and they set up a match between each other. You had New Day, you know, walk around ringside. They got taken out by Penta Dives. And in a solid match, Rusev got the win.
It was a pretty decent match. Like, I'm not going to complain at all. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
It was a very enjoyable match. And a match you didn't think you would see on WWE TV. You thought you would see it elsewhere, but you saw it here on WWE TV. And it was a pretty solid match between
the two. We don't talk
the
about
two.
The other place.
They were both there, and it may have happened at one point. I don't remember. I said may. I don't know if.
What was his name in
Miro versus Miro. Penta happened on television? But as she is looking that up, we had AJ Styles take on El Grande Americano. By the way, go to youtube.com/RockRadioShow or check Twitter at Wild Talk Radio or Instagram or the TikTok. There's a video of the Phenom, the American Badass, El Grande Americano.
You need to go to the corner for that. You just need to go to the corner for that.
Available just now because WWE 2K25 added El Grande Americano to the video game as the replacement for missing DLC content, and they rolled up on Monday Night Raw with El Grande Americano fresh in WWE 2K25. Now has new music on Monday Night Raw. So
I don't think they fought.
That's why I said May. I wasn't sure if they did or did not.
The closest I can find is them fighting in Fight Forever.
Okay, there you go. But anyway, AJ Styles and El Grande Americano did not fight forever, but it was a good match. A second Americano, a Dragon Lee appeared to help AJ Styles. AJ Styles got the win. During the break, AJ cut a promo that got people talking on the interwebs about how, no one has his back, and there's someone backstage that doesn't want him here, and we shouldn't have heard it, even though they aired it on Netflix internationally. But, that's how that goes. But good match.
It was a good match, yeah. So we didn't get to see the promo, but, we did get to see the match, and that was solid.
Yeah, we didn't get
to
see it.
Also, go ahead. No, I was just going to say, I like the picture that I think it was Punk posted afterwards, where it was Dragon Lee and AJ. AJ Lee handshake with Punk in the middle, wearing her shirt. Like you do.
Funny. AJ Styles was thankful of having the help of Dragon Lee. So there was that. Let's see, what other matches happened on this show that we could talk about? It was Lyra Valkyrie versus Raquel Rodriguez. Another strong match. Lyra looked really good. Raquel looked really good. You had a little bit of interference from Roxanne, as you would expect. But Raquel Rodriguez got the win tonight on Monday Night Raw.
A little surprising, I think, but I think they're trying to raise Raquel's star just a little bit and continue to build her. I'm not sure who they're building her for, but they're building her.
Building up the team, like you do, a little bit. So that's really good, because Lyra probably needs some help. And we got a promo later from Bayley, who's gotten a little bit crazy still. She spoke about how the last person she wanted to do was hurt Lyra, but she's hurt everyone in the past. But most of them deserved it. She couldn't expect Lyra to forgive her when she can't forgive herself. She knows what she has to do to make it right. And she will make it right. Lots of laughter and crazy talk in the background, too.
Not sure what they're doing with Bayley, but I'm curious to see where this goes.
It'll be interesting to see when she returns back to actual television. And not just in video packages.
Yeah. I'm sure once we get it, it will be really cool. But right now, it's kind of like, okay, she's kind of sitting backstage cutting crazy promos and... I'm going to be very honest. I know Bayley was doing it before AJ came back, but you do have AJ now, who is the original crazy chick. And then you also have Alexa, and you have, although she's not doing it, I think, as much. And then, of course, you have Nikki Cross as well, who we all know what she's up to. So there might be an overabundance a little bit of the crazy chicks, but we'll have to see.
Talk about another crazy chick here in a moment. Dominic. Finn and JD were talking with Roxanne and Raquel and everything, and how Roxanne's facing Lyra next week on Raw in the clubhouse. Dom said, showed up, and where were you all day? Balor was wondering, and Dom said he's been preparing for his mega title match at Worlds Collide. Balor was like, were you hanging with El Grande? And Balor said nobody wants to lend a hand, helping him without, getting anything returned. Dom said, Americano's just trying to help because it's a Lucha thing. You guys just wouldn't understand. And Dom said they might not have needed his help had the others not have been banned. And then Dom left. Roxanne went to go talk to him. Something's up. Said
Something is indeed up.
Yep, we'll see where that goes. There was an incident backstage where Asuka and Nikki Bella start talking a little bit, and Asuka said, you're not ready for me. And Nikki's like, damn right I am. Led to a match between Nikki Bella and Asuka. I would say a pretty good match between the two. Nikki's kind of finding her groove. Asuka got the win, making her tap out.
I will say that Asuka is a good opponent for Nikki, just because Asuka can kind of help get her through it. Not that Nikki necessarily needs a lot of help, but it's clear that there is a little bit of rust there. They need to work it off. So putting her in the ring with someone like Asuka is a good idea to kind of sort of get her started and get her going. Because I think the last time out was, we didn't get to talk about her match in Paris. It was okay. It wasn't wonderful, which I personally was kind of expecting, because it's like, we just don't know what we're going to get. And it was fine. It was serviceable. It was good. But, it just wasn't anything gangbusters.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was a good, solid match. She's finding her groove. There was a couple mistakes in the Clash match. And she admitted that she missed a couple spots. She knows. So
yeah, I'm not saying that to be, bash her and be negative. It's just, she hasn't worked in a while. She kind of needs to find her groove back. And she doesn't have the opportunity on, house shows to do that anymore. So she's having to kind of get that groove back on TV. And that's what we're seeing, is her trying to find her own. So the more they send her out, the more they have her work, the better she'll be.
And it's very clear as we're watching, she's here for a run. She's working as much as they'll let her work. It's not like she's in for one match and then back in 3 months for another one. She's wrestling on television.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think they're only going to let, at this stage, certain people get away with that. Like, if you're intending to come back, they do expect you to do a level of work. Like, even Cena, he has limited days, but he's working a lot more than you think he would have. Like, he's at least appearing, he's at least showing up, he's doing a lot of matches, and he's doing a lot of matches you wouldn't expect him to be doing, right? So I think there is that expectation of, you're not just going to come back and do a couple appearances, do a match and get a paycheck and leave. It's like, no, if you're going to come back and we're going to put you on TV, you're going to work for your spot. And that's everybody.
I was just going to say this.
A specific someone.
I was going to say this. If you thought at the beginning of 2025, and you said, made the prediction that Nikki Bella would have more wrestling matches than Roman Reigns in 2025, you would have been a genius.
It's been a weird year.
It's very much where it's trending. Nikki was backstage. She got up in Asuka's face again. She's ready for round two. Rhea showed up and has her back.
There's also an interesting dynamic going on between Kairi and Asuka.
Yeah.
Where that there's a little tension there. And Asuka's kind of sort of walking all over Kairi just a little bit. So I wouldn't be surprised if there isn't some issues there later on down the road. And of course, Io and Asuka. Asuka's just getting maybe a little bit too big for her britches. And the girls are maybe having a little bit too hard of a time to tell her. But I expect there to be some issues later on, especially as Rhea continues to assert herself into the situation.
She seems to be the protector of some of the women on Monday Night Raw. Speaking of women on Monday Night Raw, there's a new face, there's an old face back on the show. One AJ Lee. She returned on SmackDown. She skipped to the ring tonight on Monday Night Raw, reminded us everyone who she was. Huge welcome back chant. She's wearing the Intercontinental title. She said, for those of you who don't know me and who weren't around 10 years ago and why their millennial parents were excited on Friday, my name is AJ Lee, your favorite wrestler's favorite wrestler. She talked about retiring 10 years ago. She said she felt she accomplished all her dreams in wrestling and thought she ended her story. She didn't think there was any way she would return to the ring again wearing jean shorts that were two sizes too small. She said she went on a journey to accomplish a lot of crazy dreams she had, and she did it. She then talked about going on a mental health journey. She said she wasn't happy. She had to really take care of herself and get things right. She then went to therapy. And then the fans started chanting, therapy, therapy, which I don't think anyone thought would be a channel on Raw.
Get Dr. Shelby quick.
I think that's what some people thought. She goes, therapy, yeah, let's hear it for therapy. I was laughing through it. She said she found a way to turn all of the mental chaos into her superpower. Like her book, Crazy is My Superpower. She said it's a daily fight. She said that anyone who was fighting that battle would know they are worth it. But there's one thing she said she turned on Monday Night Raw, and it's one thing to see her husband in the ring with Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins. And then there's another to see her in the ring with Becky Lynch. She said she wanted to like Becky Lynch. She said Becky's a rebel and a New York Times best-selling author. And the fan said, you did it first. And she's like, yeah, I did. She said, you and I could have been friends. Then, Becky, you had to go and motorboat my husband, which was a fantastic line.
She was very proud of herself for that line.
You saw it on her face, too. She was very proud of it. This brought up Becky. Big shades on her face. She's angry. And was complaining that you have my belt. And it reminded us that she is the greatest female wrestler of all time. And that's not just her saying that. It's the Sports Illustrated saying that. The Milwaukee Journal saying it. The Chicago Times saying it. AJ's like, I'm sorry. I forgot I was even wearing it. I was wearing it all weekend and wore it to bed last night. And, then things happened this morning. But anyway, and then Becky took off her glasses and AJ's like, oh, look at that. You got a shiner right there. Did I cause that one? I just kind of black out sometimes. But if you want the belt, just come get it. So she lays it out on the mat. Becky's like, just take my hands off my title. And I've already had to bathe in bleach after touching your greasy husband. And then she questioned, where is your husband? Becky asked, what kind of man hides behind his wife? As Seth Rollins is hiding behind his wife. Becky said she would show up, show Lee what a proper man and champion looks like. She called out her husband. Spread out the world heavyweight champion Seth Rollins. Becky was all worked up. Rollins like calmed down. It's like you know, we could do this. Make this easy. Just give her the belt back, and we could just leave this dump of the city. AJ was like, that's a good idea, and she just never thought of just give it back. But she has a better idea. She said Becky could come to the ring and take her title back, and she would give her another black eye. But there was an alternative, was that I'll give you the belt back if you agree to a mixed tag match with you and your man Rollins taking on me and CM Punk. Rollins said he knew that AJ's been gone. That's not how things go around here. I'm the world champion. This is my show. So he got in the ring. I'm just going to take the belt and give it back to my wife. And then as every time Rollins went for the belt, AJ would step to the side and block him repeatedly. This brought out Punk, who ran to the ring. He bumped into Becky, went for the GTS on Rollins. Rollins got out of it, and then angrily agreed to the match. This was great. This was great.
This was so fun. I loved everything about this. Like, I normally feel like husband, or I should say spousal, feuds are hit or miss, right? Because they can be really good or they can be really not so good, right?
Yeah.
I like this. I thought this was very, very well done, very well executed, because I like how you have AJ holding her own, you have Becky holding her own, you have Seth and kind of playing that cowardly heel, and Punk just sort of like being there when he needs to be there, right? Like, everybody is like character appropriate. You're not having anybody really altering their character for the sake of the fact that their spouse is there and they're acknowledging that their spouse is there, right? Like, Punk's like, no, she can go out there. She can do whatever she wants. I don't care. Like, I was actually full on expecting AJ to take Rollins' face off in the ring. I was waiting for it, honestly, just for her to go for him, because it's AJ. And if you know AJ, you know, she'll take his face off. So like, I was half waiting for it, but when Punk came out, it's like, oh, okay, we're going this direction. All right, cool. So I like that they did that. I like that we got the setup for the tag match. We're already like beginning, you know, to get this feud really rolling. The mocking of the Shiner was fabulous. The promo by AJ was fantastic. Like, you could tell she was enjoying herself. You could tell she was having fun. She was getting choked up at moments because she's gotten this huge, and I mean huge, massive reaction to her return. And it has been entirely positive. Thank you, internet, for making it entirely positive. I appreciate you on that. But yeah, like, this whole thing was so well done, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, she hasn't missed a beat. She came back and was the person we knew 10 years ago. Character-wise, she's evolved. Her promo skill was really top-notch. She played everything well.
I also really like how she's rocking the high-waisted shorts, and that's not like a knock or anything, but I like how she's like, because she brought up the shorts, right? And how she used to wear those teeny, and I mean teeny tiny little shorts. And now she's kind of rocking more of like the skater boy shorts, where they're like high-waisted and they're more baggy and they kind of come down a little bit more.
I mean, Friday, like, yeah, Friday she was in the tight ones.
Yeah, Friday she was in the teeny tiny ones. Tonight she was like, I'm going comfy. God damn it.
These looked like more cut-off jeans than anything than shorts. But yeah. She's back and hasn't missed a beat, and we're in for a run, and we'll talk more about it during the news on Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Rec. But Monday Night Raw kicked off with the reuniting of the Usos, which were quickly interrupted by Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker. Breakker asked Jimmy if it was lost, because it's Raw. Breakker said the Vision run Raw. Reed's talked about Roman being in the hospital. Jimmy's like, don't ever talk about the OTC. Then the Usos were mocking Bron Breakker, called him a dumbass. They made fun of Paul Heyman. Jimmy said he and Jay would face Braun and Bronson at WrestlePalooza. Jay's like, we don't have to wait. Reed said they could wait and that Milwaukee won't get that match. LA Knight then attacked Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker. He was outnumbered. Usos came to intervene. LA Knight eventually would get shoved in, got shoved into Jay Uso. Or no, moved out of the way. So he was getting shoved into Jay Uso. Jay blocked, stopped, then moved out of the way. Bronson then hit Jay. And that kind of led to LA Knight and Jey Uso bickering.
Just a tad. Just a little bit.
just a little bit. And throughout the night, Jimmy was trying to get them back on the same page and all the things. And it led to your main event of LA Knight and Bronson Reed. Also, Jay didn't want any part of helping, but got talked into running the plan with Jimmy. So they got involved. Bron Breakker got involved in the main event. Bronson Reed would end up getting the win. Jimmy came out afterwards. Jay came out and made the save. LA Knight's like, are we on the, we good now? We're on the same page? And then he went to help Jimmy back up. And then Jay speared LA Knight. And he responded, are we good now? Are we good now? I think we're good now. So it wasn't a heel turn, but LA Knight and Jay Uso not on the same page.
There's some, as we like to say, tension.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit going on there.
Just a little bit.
I mean, they can't be all buddy-buddy, lovey-dovey, because at some point, both Knight and Jay are going to go for Seth's title, right? And so they can't be friends.
Yeah.
They can be friendly, but they can't be friends. So you got to keep that tension there between them, because right now it's all good. Because they're not vying for the title, but at some point, both of them are potentially going to for the title.
Again.
Possibly at the same time.
Which it did back at Clash of Paris.
So, you know, you just got to keep that tension nice and, you know, tight there. Just you know, for just reasons, for storytelling purposes.
Yeah, but that was Raw.
I really enjoyed this show. I thought it was very, very entertaining.
It was a very entertaining show as we build to WrestlePalooza, which is a week from this Saturday on ESPN here in the United States and international on Netflix. But for Raw Push It Live right here on Raw Talk Radio Network, we're back Thursday for the rack.
That's right. Tune in. We will have news. We will have notes. We will scream about AJ Lee. So tune in for the rack. It's Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. is another edition of CB Radio. Sunday, it's WTR, Sunday at Russell Talk Radio, as they will be previewing WrestlePalooza. We'll be back next Monday around 9:30 p.m. Eastern for another edition of the Raw Post Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch accounts called Prime Gaming Support Chat by clicking the purple button below the screen. You can use credit code RocketSack or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimmaLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero.
There's been a problem
because
go ahead.
New season of Genshin and Star Rail is coming. Ding! Anyway, I'm sorry, go ahead.
This has been the Raw Poster, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the rack. And right back here. Every Monday night, mostly, for the Raw Poster Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.